Okay, so I want to read four parts of the story. There are four parts of the story of the search for Yitzchak's soulmate, and I want to see how they all fit together, because there seem to be a lot of inconsistencies. And what's the goal? What's Avram's goal? What's Avram's plan? So I just want to read these sections, and then we can discuss, and then discuss maybe three approaches, and then some overriding message. We start off, and Avram says, this is in Perech of Dal, Pasuk Beis, V'yomar Avram el Avdo, Zekan Beisel, Moshe B'cholo Shelo. So Avram says to his servant, the one in charge of his house, who's basically his right-hand man, Sim na yircha tachat rechi, place your hand on my thigh, v'ashpiyacha, I'll make you swear, v'ashem elokei yishmai v'kei ha'aretz, by the God of the heaven, the God of the land, Shelo tikach yishal livni, b'vno sakani yishar anochi yishay v'kirbo, don't take a wife from my son, from the daughters of the Canaan, from the Canaanim, which I live in their midst, right? In the Canaani midst. Ki el artzi v'malati telech. But you should go to my land and to my birthplace. V'lakachta isha livni yitzchak. You should take a wife for my son for Yitzchak. Okay? So what's just summarize, what's the instructions in finding a soulmate? What's the criteria?
Just be from my homeland.
Your homeland?
Family.
Whoa, you said family. Did it say family?
Molad.
It's my land, my birthplace.
Is that family?
Mm. Come back to no, it doesn't say family.
I'm just saying that literally, if all you had were these psukim, you would say, if all you had were these psukim, you would say, can't be from a Canaanite woman, can't be a Canaanite woman, and it has to be from his birthplace.
My birthplace.
Okay? But of course, happens to be he finds someone from his family. The question is that critical or not critical? Now the servant says, I mean, Rashi, we all say it's Eliezer, right? The servant says in Pasuk, in Perech of Dal Pasuk Yabez, Vayomar, and he says, Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham, Hashem, my God, the God of my master Avraham, Hakreina Lefanai Hayom, Vasei Chesed Im Adoni Avraham. Do something, some kindness, it's with my master Avraham. Hine Anochi Nitzav Al Ein HaMayim. I'm going to be standing by the well. Uvnos Ansheir Yotzos Lishomayim. And the daughters of the city are going to draw water. V'hoya Nara Asher Amar Elea Atina Kadech V'eshtev Amar Shistei V'gam Gomalecha Ashkeh. And it will be the young woman who I say to her, please give me some water so I can drink from your pitcher. And Va'amra Shatev Gam Gam Malach Ashkeh. She said, I'm not only you can drink, and also your camels I will give them to drink. Also Chachla the Chal Yitzchak. So this will be a proof to your servant the Yitzchak. This is going to be the right one. So now we have this test. This test is what? It's demonstrating what? What does this test demonstrate?
Compassion,
chesed, right? She's giving kindness, not just to him, but also to his camels. Now, so did Avram, was this something that Avram cared about?
Assumed if it was from his family, then it should be fine.
Right. Assuming it is from his family, which we don't know. I'm saying it's the simple reading of the text is that Avram just doesn't want it to be a local woman. He wants to be from his birthplace, not necessarily his family. But it doesn't say, maybe, we'll see. And then the servant's test is good midos, right? Compassion, chesed, okay? And then, and you have to ask yourself, is this something that he thought Avram wanted? Did he add this on his own? Like, what was his plan, right? And then,
there's a shall sell it on the Vayomar.
Yeah.
And the reason being, anytime there are only four shalshelets in the Torah, every time it means hesitation.
Right.
So he didn't know what to say. So he came up with this idea. It doesn't sound, if Avraham had told him, there wouldn't be, I don't think there would be a shalshelet there. He would have just, he was talking to God and didn't know what to say.
He didn't know what to do, especially if his job is only to find a young girl from his birthplace. Well, there might be a lot of young girls, so he's making up his own test. I'm saying that could be one way of looking at it. In other words, if Avram said, okay, has to be for my family, so then, okay, you just get fired from the family. But if it's simply, I don't know, go to my birthplace and go to the singles bar, which in those days was the Well, right? And then find someone. So how do you know which one? So I'm going to make up this test, right? Now, just want to point out, the language is a little bit different when he tells over the story. Now, it's always interesting, I think, to when you see a repeat of information, you see what's the difference. Like, there's a whole story of the Well, right? There's a whole story with the Well, and then he said the Torah tells what happens, and then the servant tells the family, "Let me tell you what happened." So sometimes you got to wonder, does he change any of the details? Does he say anything different from what the original story was? So for our purposes, we're going to focus on one change. So if you look in Bereishis Chavdal, Pasuk Lamedal, he says, V'yomar Evan Avraham Anochi, I am the servant of Avraham, V'ashem Barach Zibah Ma'od, God bless my master a lot, V'yigdal V'yitin Lot Sonu V'akar V'chesef V'zahav V'avadim V'shvachos V'liv V'chaborim, he gave us all this cattle and sheep, etc., gold and silver. But and Sarah, the wife of my master, gave birth to a son, after she was her old age. He gave everything to the son. And my master made me swear, saying, fine, don't take a daughter from my son, from the daughters of the Kanai, that I'm living in their land. Imlo el beis avi telech, you should go to the house of my father, Vel Mishpachti, and to my family, Lakati Isha Livni. So what does he tell the family?
He wanted you specifically.
He wanted the family specifically. So I'm saying that's just it might be a change here, right? In other words, Avram seems to tell the servant, just go to my Moladati, right? Right. So maybe, right. Okay, it's fair. So one possibility, right. So one possibility is maybe that's what Molati means. What's another possibility?
Your hometown.
No, I understand. If it's a hometown, so why did he tell the family?
Right.
No, that Avram told him to.
He's maybe trying to secure the shidduch.
Right. Now, was he telling the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could have one of two ways. I'm saying, either Molati means my family, that's Avram's plan, or there wasn't his plan, and he's trying to give them kavod and say, oh, Avram wanted you, your family. And then, just one other interesting piece to the story also, in Bereishis Chavdalad, so it says Pasuk Chavbeis, Pasuk says, Vayhi kasher kilu hagbalim lishtos, and it was when the camels finished drinking. So what happens? So the Torah tells us that so he took all his jewelry. And what did he do with the jewelry? What did he do? What?
He gave it to her.
Okay.
He put it on her head.
And what's Pasuk of Gimel? V'yomer bas mi'at hagidi na li hayish beis avich makom lanu lalin. And then what does he say to her?
Who are you?
So when does he give the jewelry? Before he knows who the family is. So we have to see it. Like, is that... So I'm saying, so it raises a whole bunch of questions. In other words, was Avram's goal really no local family? Was it the goal specifically his family? Because it seems he's giving the jewelry before he knows. So they're different. So they're essentially, we're going to study, obviously there are three broad approaches. We're not going to get, there's like 3A, 3B, 3C. There are maybe details within each approach. But there are basically three approaches how the Mefarshim understand the story. Right, so like what did Avram care about? Like when you've learned this story, what do you think Avram really cared about?
The values.
How do you know that?
Because he didn't like the Canaanite values.
Okay, so you're saying that. So you know, you're always looking at this as, well, again, is he doesn't like the Canaanite values, or does he like the values of his family? Right, right. So that, okay, so. We'll study three approaches. So so for some of you wanted to say that, so the first approach that we'll discuss is Avram wanted a wife from his family. That's what he wanted all the time. That's what the servant told Lavan and Besuel, that Avram wanted a wife from their family all the time. He wasn't lying. So then you have to say, what is Moladati? So what?
Moladati is bloodline.
Yeah, look at the Rashbab. The Rashbab says as much. Kiyam al artzi, Avram says, come to my land. V'lola osam, she'enam krovai. Not to those who are not my relatives. El la molati, sheba artzi telech. Go to molati, in my land you should go. So molati is krovai. It means family. It's an interesting way of putting it. But we have to say, what does Hashem say? Avram lecha me'artcha m'molatcha. So maybe that's something about family. The Radak, it's a little bit different, but the same idea. What's Malati? Ha'ir Shalati, v'hi or kastim. No, Avram told the servant, go to my birthplace, or kastim. Wrote Saloma. Now think about this. Why? Let's say he's saying, go to my, like, let's say he's saying, of all the places to go, I want you to go to my birthplace. Like, why is he saying that? Maybe, if he has family there, right? Right. In other words, Avram's telling the servant, okay, I don't want you to marry a local. So what I want you to do is, I want you to go to not local, but go to this particular city where my birthplace is, and let's say he has family there. So what's the implication?
You can read between the lines.
So that's the way the Radak understands. There's, the Rashbam says, Balati means my family. And the Radak says, Rotzalomar, Kisham Yimutse Mishpachto. There you'll find his family. Val Rivka Ramazlo. And regarding Rivka, he's hinting, Ki hu gadol shenolda. He was told that she was born, right? At the end of last week's Parsha, the last few psukim say, oh, he heard that Rivka was born. Wait, is it? Yeah, right. The end of last week's Parsha, he hears that Rivka is born. And so it's either explicit or it's hinted that really Avram wanted a wife from his family. The question is, right, why does he want a wife from his family, right? So you have Rav Sadja Gaod. Rav Sadja Gaod says, Yesho alim ha'im lo yu anshe mishpachto gamkin ovdei avodah zarah. Well, weren't they idolaters? Kedemar, as the Pasuk says, Terach avi Avraham avi nachor v'vdul him achrim. They're idolaters. Why does Avram want his son to marry an idolater.
Well, so, everyone was an idolater, right?
Right, everyone's an idolater, right.
So that can't really be an exclusionary criteria.
Right, because they're all...
Everyone.
Right. So what? It's interesting. So what he thinks, this Rav Sajigal's take is on this. V'nei Rezesh Nei Devarim, Yadash Anshei Mishpachto Krovim Yosu Lishmo Lo Hit Gayer. He knew his family. They could be persuaded. They were kirev material. You know, sometimes you meet someone who's not from, and like there's no hope. Someone, you know, another person, there's hope. So this is like, he thought that his family knew they were like NCSY material. You know, like uh-huh. he knew that they'd be able to, some people you have like no hope. You're like, they're like, no. But he thought maybe. And another explanation, he says, Roy Hoyal Yoser Shiitafel Ba'anche Beisovi Garosab, that he had another motive. He wants to convert people, so who you go for first? Your family. But you could look at, he wants Dafka's family for maybe they'd be the easiest to change their values, their religious values. Ibn Ezra says different. Ki ein am nadiv kmo mishpachat adonav. He says no, they were bali chesed. They were am nadiv. So he was looking. He wanted specifically to someone from his family because
Lavan?
What?
Lavan.
Okay, but he heard me still. Yeah. I know. So it's. I guess other people were worse. Okay. He thought that his family, Nachor, maybe he knew. He may know them in detail. Okay.
He's very generous in the way he ripped people off.
Right. So, okay. Yeah. So, I guess, I don't know how the other people were, but the Radak, so then the Radak has this interesting take on this. The Radak says, according to this approach, When did he give her the jewelry? So the Radak, many of Farshim say this. See, what did it say? And it was when the camel is finished drinking, he takes the jewelry and gives it to her. So the Radak says, Vayikach doesn't mean that he took it to give her immediately. It means Vayikach letita la achar sheshala basmihi. It means she passed this wonderful test, and so he takes out the jewelry, ready to give to her. And then he asked, and he gave it to her. And the Rashbam says something similar. You got to finish the whole thing. Another, the Rashbam says something similar. He says, you can't stop this in the middle. So he takes the jewelry, and then Vayomer Basmiya, then he asks, and then he puts it on her hand. But it's fine. The Rashbam says, we're not going to, the Pasuk's not going to stop, and don't be so precise. In other words, if you hold that the family is critical, he needs a family, that you need the family, that is critical, that lineage is critical, either because maybe they're more easily, you know, can convince them to worship one God, you know, more kirov material, or maybe because they were more generous, you know, type of family, generous family. Whatever the case is, you have to read the psukim, that he first took the jewelry, first asked her who she was, and then gave her jewelry. Why? So then what's not, by the way, Rashi though disagrees. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'yomer bas miyad, called him Shishala Nasla. No, he says, Pashup Shad is, he gave her the jewelry first. Why? Lefisha Batu Chayu B'schus Shal Avram Sheitzlicha Shbaruchos Darko. He had a mood, he had bitachon Hashem. He knew that this is the right one. When he made his test, he knew that that she was the right one. Why did he make the test, by the way, according to this approach? Why do you do this test? Like, according to this approach, the test might have been his own thing, right? According to this approach, it doesn't seem to be that it's coming from Avram. Now, it's simply Avram's goal is family, and he maybe wants a sign from God, or he himself feels that she should be someone who's a balas chesed. According to this approach, you'd have to say that the servant came up with this plan on his own.
See, I always had a problem with this because I know that Avram Avinu told him he would be absolved if he couldn't find someone, right?
Right.
So it's almost as if he wanted to make a far-fetched test that no one could possibly pass so that he could just be absolved and go home and maybe have Avram marry one of his daughters.
Right. So according to this approach,
his daughters instead.
Right. So according to this approach, I don't know if she wouldn't have passed this test that he'd be free from his vow, because I think, like, it's only if she doesn't want to go. It's not like he created his test on his own. I'm not sure if that was his plan, but Avram may have, you know, like.
But even then, it's almost as if.
He said, if she doesn't want to go, then you're releasing their vow.
But here it's like he makes up this test, and then it's almost like Kodesh Baruch Hu says, in your face, she's gonna do all these.
Well, you're just thinking negative about him. Yeah, okay, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. Like I'm saying, we don't know. You can look at it as looking for a sign from God. You can look at it as a sign of chesed. Okay. But again, yeah, that's like one way. If you read the story, so you can say to yourself, oh, he specifically wants family, then he had to have waited to give her the jewelry to the family. His chesed piece, you have to make up something, that the servant added this, maybe because he felt this was appropriate, or he was a sign from God. Okay, that's one way of looking at the story. Another way of looking at the story, though, look at the Kli Yakar. Kli Yakar says specifically, Lo tikach isha livni mivnos kani. The key is, I don't want a local. Why? V'chi adayin lo yadat. Why did it say, Lo tikach isha livni? Don't take a woman from my son, from mivnos kani, from the daughters of Kanan, asher nochi yoshi bekirbo, that I live amongst them. Don't you know that he lives in, that he's living amongst them in Canaan? So, why do you think it says that? Why do you think Avram's emphasizing that they don't want to marry a Canaanite person because they live here?
Because he's surrounded, he has daily reminders of what their needs are.
Maybe the goal, that could be, I hear what you're saying.
Maybe he doesn't want to be related to them, he doesn't want to be linked to them.
Is the goal family, and my only family's living far away, or is the goal I don't want to be near my in-laws? Okay, I have 3 out of 5. I have a bridge and very far. It wasn't my choice. I'm happy wherever they live. But I answer the following question. Look at this. Why does he want to marry Kanani? Pen yomabi masem, lest we learn from their behaviors. And remember, this is why. Oh, this is getting like political now about how to deal with the local Canaanites, with the local population. Okay, I don't get modern day, but obviously it's a difficult moral question you know, how could we, you know, simply were commanded either to enslave or wipe out or force, you know, the local population thousands of years ago to leave. Nothing modern day. I'm not saying anything about that. But back then, that was the plan. And what was the concern? So Hashem said the concern of living amongst the Canaanim in Sefer Devarim is what? Keder Hashem HaTorah, lo titchatim bam, don't get married to them. Why? Ki yasir espincha me'achara, because they will turn your children against you, right? Because they're going to turn children against me. Now she's asking, right? Like you said, everyone's idolaters. So you want to say, okay, they were Bali Chesed, right? But and then you say, well, what about Lavan? Right? So the Kli Yakor says, no, the locals worshiped idols, and Avram's family worshiped idols. What's the difference? Location, right? Al Kain Amar Asher Nochi Yeshiva Kiva. What's the problem with the locals? That they're local. The Amar Pen Tashiva Spini Shama. And that's what he said. Like, you got to bring my son. You know, don't return my son over there. I don't want my son going there. You know, if we're gonna marry, I want to find this girl for me, but she has to come to me. He can't go to them. That's the key. He Amar Pshita Im Yisa Bini Isha Mivdos Kanani. That he says if my son marries a girl from the daughters of Kananim that I'm living amongst them, what's going to happen? He's going to go there for dinner. You know, he's not going to go to me. He's going to go there for dinner. He's going to hang out them. He's going to live by them. He's going to be influenced by them. And what happens if he marries Lavan and Besuel, to Lavan and Besuel's family, and lives there by them? He's also going to be influenced by them. But if he marries a woman from there and he lives here, then we got no problem, right? Ain't God based Michosh, we're not concerned at all. He's not going to learn from Lavan and Besuel, because he's not living with them. He's not going to learn from the Canaanim. And he's not going to be mixed with the Canaanim. The locals are not going to like Avram's family because he's like, I don't want to marry anyone from this community. So they're not going to like him. So it's a win-win. So in other words, the Kli Yakor says he specifically did not want to marry a local because this is the best way for Yitzchak to only be influenced by Avram's family and not by Canaanim or Lavan Besuel. That's a, so this is saying you don't want to no local families. So according to this also, you'd have to say that he comes up with his own test of character. Right? The Chizkuni writes, the servant is waiting by the well to see if she's proper or not. Right, kol ma she'taseh harehi mechach bas atzma. That everything that because he's waiting by the well. Why by the well? Because whatever she'll do will be for her own wisdom, her own judgment. Of a ma she'taseh b'bayis harehi eina mechach ba el mechach mas koveha she'tzav lelasos. But let's say he goes to the family's house and she's in her parents' house. And they tell him, whatever she does, the parents are telling him what to do. He wants to see what will this girl do independently by herself. So he's meeting her at the single scene, right? By the well. He's not going into her house because she'll be in that. Obviously, you want to look good in front of the parents. But that's sort of this approach. Again, he is creating his own, test. And what's interesting is that Shadal said, according to this, also, he says, but he's saying that, so really, according to this approach, let's go through this again. If it did make a difference, if he married someone from his own family, in other words, maybe Avram said, "I know Molati, go there, go my birthplace, not the locals, go far away. We were there before. I know the location. It's a nice location." So then he could have given her the jewelry right after she passed the test, whatever test he came up with. So why does he tell? Why? So what's interesting, actually, is we didn't see the psukim, but Shadal says, that what did he do? He told the family that he first asked her, who's your family? And once she said, oh, I'm from Baz Besuel, then he gave her the jewelry. Because, again, he wants to give kavod to the family. Oh, yeah, this is our plan. But really, it wasn't the plan. So there are two different theories here so far. One theory was he specifically wants from his family. And the second one, he doesn't want a Canaan. He doesn't want local. He wants influence. The third approach, we'll just cut this short a little bit. The Malbim basically says that what Avram cares about is character. Who cares about character? The Malbim says, "Asher lo tikach isha libni v'nos ha-Kanani." Why? "Shehayu mushchasim b'midoseihem." The Kananim were, how do you say mushchasim? They were perverse in their midos. They had bad midos. They did not win any midos awards. And the Ran makes an interesting point. He says that there are certain mitzvos and averos in the Torah. There are two different types. He says some are like midos type, and some are about emuna. And you know what he thinks? He thinks that like emuna, you can change. You can work on someone's emuna. But like, so if a family has bad midos, then that continues on to next generation. It's much harder. I don't want to say that, you know, obviously you have people's parents are, you know, awful and the kids turn around. But it's like, it's much more rooted. It's much more, the Ran says that midos are much more rooted than emuna and faith. So right, like you said, everyone's over the Avodah Zarah. But for Avram, he didn't want the Bnos Kanani because they had awful midos. And then what did the Kohen Malbim say outside? So what was the servant's test?
Test
the midos. Now then it's consistent. Then it's Avram basically saying, don't marry from the Bnos Kanani because they have really bad midos. And then, so his test, right, he's a servant. So he's doing a test of midos, and that's why the Malbim says all the other Mefarshim say, you know, so many other Mefarshim say that, you know, he first asks who you are before giving the rings, the jewelry. No, she passed the test. He gave her the jewelry. I don't care who your family is. He said, by the way, who's your family? And can I stay there for overnight? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm the daughter of Basula. Whoa, that's wild. So that is... The end, the last line I have in Chaf Gimel, he says, "Veor bas miyat." When the servant said to her, "Who's your father?" Lo yeladas im him mishpach Avram. It wasn't to ask, "Are you from the family of Avram?" Shlo la libo klal. She's done. She says, "Bas mi mishpach to zol shomayim." He didn't have a havamina that it happened to be the family of Avram. Right, because why she yeda she mishpach Avram he mashirim. He knew that the family of Avram actually were wealthy. They're not going to send their daughters to go to draw water. They're going to have their servants do it. The mom actually says that he actually wanted a girl who's drawing water because they come from a poor family. So he figured like he's coming really wealthy. So like who's going to send their daughter off? Some stranger like so far away. So if it's a poor family and you promise them like a lot of wealth, then maybe they'll send their daughter away. But what's fascinating is according to the Malbim, Avram's test was about midos, was about a noble character. And I think what's fascinating is that, you know, sometimes, so there are different schools of thought. You have some who say that, again, it's all about he wants someone from the family, and maybe the midos thing is extra. He doesn't want local influence. And again, the midos test is extra. Maybe no. Avram specifically said, I don't want a local Kanani because they are mushchasim b'midos eyav. And that's consistent with the Eved's test, with the servant's test. And I think what's fascinating is that sometimes we look at Judaism, and we look at Judaism all about, you know, belief in one God and monotheism, when in fact, like, you think about, like, God's choice or Avram's choice of people sometimes, like, who's going to carry on the Mesorah? It's really about their Midos. It's really about when God in last week's Parsha, he says, I'm going to tell Avram about the whole Sodom and Gomorrah, because I know Lamanashir Tzavas, but of his base of Acharav, because I know Avram's going to command his children, for Shamu Derech Hashem Lasos Tzadkum Mishpat. They're going to follow the way of God to do Tzadkum Mishpat. It's all about Tzadkum Mishpat. Right? That's the key. We want someone who has Tzadkum, someone who has these value system. I can work with him. God's like, I can work with someone if he's someone who has in his inner tendencies to value Tzadkum Mishpat. Avram Avinu may be saying the same thing. I can work with someone, he's going to the Malbim, can work with someone, yeah, everyone's over there, Avodah Zarah. I can work with someone if they have good midos. Okay, the midos. You know, you're right. Derech Eretz Kabbalat Torah. That's this idea. And even Moshe Rabbeinu, you think about that, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is chosen by God after what? Also good midos, right? He saves the Hebrew from the Egyptian. He's the two Hebrews are fighting. He even saves us, you know, Zipporah from the well. At the end of the day, it's almost like it's not like God says, okay, I'm going to choose you because you seem to have faith in one God, and I'm going to teach you now how to behave. It's more like God looks at people and he sees, you know, who comes from a family with good values, good middos, good character, and that's someone I want to work with. That's someone I want to be the father of my chosen nation. That's someone I want to be our Messiah leader, people out of Egypt. And that's someone who Avram Avinu wants to carry on the Mesorah for the next generation.